Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, habitat for threatened koalas that are a part of a population described by experts as nationally significant would be bulldozed under plans to extend a Queensland coal mine. Mining company Glencore wants to clear an additional 680 hectares of land to expand its Hale Creek mine, which is located west of Mackay. Thermal imaging detected 13 koalas in one night, which indicates a healthy population, with Lock the Gate coordinator Maggie McGowan stating that this is by far the most koalas we have ever seen in the path of a planned coal mine. This population of koalas is considered significant, as estimates suggested that koala populations had halved in the last 3 years, with the federal government raising the threatened status to endangered in Queensland, New South Wales and the ACT. The extension plans are still before the state government and have not yet been sent to the federal government.
The Queensland Police Service will take Justice for Palestine organisers to court in a bid to stop the planned pro-Palestine march across the Story Bridge on August 24th. Justice for Palestine has advertised plans to march across the Story Bridge in efforts to replicate similar protests held earlier this month in Melbourne and Sydney. The organisation expects at least 7,000 people to attend, with the Queensland Police Service opposed to the march on the public safety grounds. The matter is yet to have received a court date, but spokesperson for the group, Raman Nahi, said that march organisers had already briefed lawyers and were ready for a legal fight. Justice for Palestine and the Queensland Police Service conducted a mediation session on Monday morning, with no formal agreement being met.
In national news, Indigenous justice advocates have condemned new laws proposed in South Australia, warning that they will criminalise children and make communities less safe. The state, although recording some of the lowest crime rates in the country, is expected to debate new legislation in the upcoming parliamentary sitting. The proposed legislation is aimed at gangs and reoffending youth, with critics worried the laws will funnel more children into the justice system. National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services General Manager Melissa Clark said South Australia had joined other states in harmful lawmaking, ignoring both evidence and the voices of Indigenous communities. Alongside the proposed legislation, the South Australian government has pledged $3 million over the next 3 years for specialised initiatives designed to provide effective diversions from the criminal justice system.
A New South Wales government report has accused a care provider to at-risk children and young people of misuse of public funding. An audit of the redacted out-of-home care facility found that last year, $4.1 million of their $70 million budget had been used to buy and maintain properties. Greens spokesperson for Justice Sue Higginson alleged that senior staff and board members of the care provider had purchased property and leased it back to themselves. Those properties had been leased back to the program operators with some 20% markup is what it looks like, Ms. Higginson said. The care provider also allegedly spent $30,000 purchasing beanbags, more than half of which remain in storage, and an additional $30,000 on document scanning. We're definitely looking at corruption of some form, said Ms. Higginson.
In international news, the U.S. State Department has revoked more than 6,000 international student visas due to violations to U.S. law and alleged overstays. The State Department alleged that a vast majority of the law violations were burglary, driving under the influence, and supporting terrorism. Although the State Department did not clarify what it meant by support of terrorism, the Trump administration has targeted students who have protested in support of Palestine, arguing that it was an expression of anti-Semitism. Earlier this year, visa appointments for international students were paused, only to be resumed a month later with the stipulation that all prospective students must make their social media public for enhanced screening. Secretary of the State Marco Rubio told lawmakers in May that there was much more to do, and that they were going to continue to revoke the visas of people who are here as guests and are disrupting their higher education facilities.
For your weather today, Brisbane is overcast and a bit grey. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.